Yo. Yes, sir. You with your boy down on Hardwood Talk. You already know what it is, man. Listen, been feeling a lot better since the last episode, man. The depression is going away. Just want to give y'all an update, man. You know, keep y'all head up. But y'all know y'all ain't trying to hear about my personal feelings and stuff, man. I'm sorry, man. I ain't mean it. You know, my therapist told me I gotta, you know, express myself more. I ain't know who to talk to. But shit, let's get started, man. You with your boy Day on the Hardwood Talk. Yes, sir. So I got another segment, man. You know what I'm saying? We had the sleepers, you know, who we were sleeping on and all that. And, you know, with this episode right here, it's called a what the hell, because there's a couple teams right now in the NBA that has got me like, man, what the hell is going on here? So let's go ahead, man. I know I'm an East Coast kid, but doggone it, you know, it's for some reason the West Coast teams are always doing better, man. So I'm not about to talk about some darn losing record teams right now. Let's go talk about the winning record team. Let's talk about the teams who's supposed to be having winning records, but they not. All right. So first off, the Dallas Mavericks, man. Y'all remember I told y'all, man, last year I wanted to call this the Hardwood / Luka podcast. I can't do that no more. I'm looking at Luka like, man, what the hell do you got going on, Luka? Listen, this team not even over 500 right now. I don't know. They made the big trade. They got my man Porzingis. He injury prone. He about hurt every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? But it's still not making sense to me. What is going on, Dallas Mavericks? Is it the coach? Is it Luka for real? For real? Is he stat padding? I don't understand. This team should be at least number 3 or number 4 in the West right now. They not even. We shouldn't even be talking about them right now. That's why I said they all know what the hell segment, because this is for the teams that are just doing so bad. We're not even talking about them right now, man. So first off, man, shout out to Luka, man. What do you have going on? Get right, bruh. This is terrible. I mean, he's breaking all these records. You know, people, you know, hold on. Before I even move on to this, you know, people were saying, oh, you know, he got more triple doubles than Michael Jordan. Listen, man. This is just me playing my case. Y'all don't really have. If y'all want to, you know, y'all can already leave. I know y'all not gonna click play anyways. But listen, let's stop comparing these young players, or just players in this generation, to Michael Jordan. Let's just stop doing that. All right, listen. Nobody cares if Luka has more triple doubles than Michael Jordan. That name shouldn't even be mentioned with Luka. How many playoff series has Luka even won? You know what I'm saying? Like, doggone it, man. Are y'all trying to hurt Michael Jordan's darn legacy this bad that y'all just every time somebody even get close to his stats, y'all gotta compare him to Michael Jordan or be like, is he the next Michael Jordan? Like, stop, please. Michael Jordan didn't have more triple doubles than Russell Westbrook, but goodness gracious, I mean, who career would you rather have, Michael Jordan or Russell Westbrook? It doesn't matter. What matters is getting the dubs, man. That's why Luka keep ripping his jersey. That's why he's always upset, talking about, I don't really care about these records, man. So shout out to one Luka. He definitely has the right mindset. You know what I'm saying? He understands all these records and stuff that people are trying to compare him to other greats. It does not matter, man. All that matters is how many championships you got when it comes to talking about the GOAT like that. So let's stop bringing up the GOAT name. Let's just say, hey, Luka got, you know, I don't know how many, like 32 or like 24 triple doubles. Hey, that's good for his age. That's all we need to say. We don't need to say any extra shit talking about, oh, that's more than Michael Jordan. Who cares? Who cares? That wasn't Michael Jordan's job. It wasn't his job to get all the stats up to have a triple double. His job was just to get the dub. And if you look at his track record, he did a pretty good damn job of that. All right, so moving on, man, from the Dallas Mavericks, man. What the hell they got going on? We got to go to the darn Denver Nuggets. I mean, what type of hype beast stuff is going on out there, man? This man, Jamal Murray and Nikola, going off in the playoffs, got me thinking they the next best thing since sliced bread. Now, all of a sudden, these dudes out here looking subpar, man. They looking pretty average. I just, like, what is it, man? Is it something personal going on? Like I said, there's so many like stories are coming out this season talking about personal stuff with like people in their family with these players and all that. I'm just like, are y'all not focused on y'all job? I don't understand, man. Like, I understand y'all humans. I understand y'all got feelings, but when it comes time to work, y'all can't like put that into the corner and get to work. I just don't understand. So Denver Nuggets, I really ain't got much to say about them. I ain't going to stay here and act like I watch Denver Nuggets games. I didn't even try to watch them during the playoffs. I was like, it's just not my team. I don't like really their style of play. I do like the Joker. He is that dude for a center with all them triple-doubles and all that, but still just, I don't know, just not really a fan of how they move out there in Denver. Next, man, the Golden State Warriors, man. You know I got to keep it. Man, what the hell? Steph Curry, what are you doing? Well, man, you out there dancing and shit. And I mean, your record does not show like you should be dancing out there. You should probably be humbling yourself at this point, homie. I mean, who is it? Are you missing Clay? Are you missing KD? You missing somebody with a K in their name. I don't know, man. You know, I just... Yeah, my man going out pretty bad right now, y'all. He looking like rookie season. All the way, you know, until at least till, his fourth season. I'm trying to think of the coach, Mark Davis or whatever his damn name was, until he got onto the damn squad. I don't know what's going on with my man Steph Curry. He need to get right. I'm watching you, man. Yeah, you ain't making North Carolina look good, man. You even called out when you went to Charlotte, man. I mean, what's going on with that? You can't do it for your hometown, man. I mean, damn. All right, man. It's all good. I don't know what the hell Steph Curry got going on, but that's why he's in the what the hell segment, you know. Now we're going to the East. And just in case y'all think I'm about to bash them or you think I'm about to go off on them, y'all got me twisted. They already all got losing records except for like three or four teams. Man, I'm gonna talk some positive around here, man. You know, I ain't going all negative. Hold up, man. I'm about to bring y'all up real quick. So, yo, the New York Knicks, what the hell? What y'all think y'all are, man? Y'all think y'all a good team? Let me find out, man. Y'all trying to make the playoffs? Y'all do? Oh, whoa, the playoffs without Carmelo, without Amari Stoudemire, without Jeremy Lin? Hey, y'all tripping, man. Y'all on something right now, man. Julius Randle acting like he back in the AAU days. What the hell is wrong with that, man? I don't understand. Tom Thibodeau, he said, man, I'm getting Derrick Rose. I'm getting the Chicago Bulls. I'm bringing him to the New York Knicks. I said, what? Yes. I love it, man. I love Tom Thibodeau. He said, man, wherever I go, the players I play with, they going there too, man. He still believes they should have beat Cleveland back then in all them playoff series. He still think he should have beat LeBron. That's crazy, man. My man got devotion. He crazy. You got to watch out for my man Tom Thibodeau. He crazy, y'all. I'm trying to see if he's about to make a miracle happen. I'm trying to see if he's going to bring Jimmy Butler to the darn team. He do that. Now, hold on. Hey, them boys got a chance to win a championship, damn it. I ain't saying that because I'm a Knicks fan. Doggone it. Hey, Jimmy Butler 2022, whenever he a free agent, man. Shoot, we need it. Doggone it. We need that. Shoot, we still on to the East. And I've been thinking, I don't know what the hell, for real, I don't know what the hell the Celtics got going on. I know it's partially because of Kyrie. You know, they probably invested a lot into Kyrie and really thought, hey, this dude gonna really be the future of us. He should still be on the team right now if you really look at it, but no, you know where he's at, so you're not about to get into all that. The Celtics, man, aren't looking consistent. I don't know if it's Brad Stevens. Definitely a fan of Brad Stevens, but maybe this league is too much for him. You know, there's a lot of changes that happened, and maybe the time when they first had him, you know, everything, it was came together. Maybe they had like those young players a little bit older. Maybe everything would have been good. But I think right now, my man clock is ticking. You know what I'm saying? And it's coming to a time where my man either got to show up or he got to get out. So, I really don't know what's going on with the Celtics, man. You got Jason Tatum. He just signed a contract. Jaylen Brown just signed a contract. Maybe they chilling, you know. Like I said, a lot of story about personal things going on with a lot of these players, man, dealing with their family and friends. So maybe them two are just chilling. Kemba Walker, I don't know what's going on with him. Right now, he looking like kind of like a Kyle Lowry. You know, like, you definitely going to need a superstar, like a superstar, like a Kawhi Leonard, you know, somebody. I don't think Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown is, like, to that type of level yet. They're kind of like what Pascal Siakam was and then Fred VanVleet. Like, they're good players, but they're kind of, like, still doing their role. You know, you need that one player who who sets the tone for all those role players. And the Celtics definitely, right now, I don't believe they got that. To get that, I mean, it's already crazy. And like I said, I thought maybe they thought that one player should have been Kyrie Irving. So that's the reason why, you know, I really don't want to talk about them. I don't want to talk bad about them or anything like that. But it's kind of like, what the hell, man? Like, think they should be a lot better than where they're at right now. Other than that, man, I mean, that's about it. I mean, everybody else pretty much doing their thing. I mean, Brooklyn doing their thing. The 76ers are doing their thing. Hey, shout out to my man Doc. My man Doc said, I'm about to go back to the East. The West got too much going on. These niggas want to damn fuck all these hoes. I ain't got time for them. I'm about to go to the East where we just trying to hoop. So that's why I like the East, man. That's why, you know, I always got to start with the West because there's so much drama. So it's pretty easy to pinpoint what's going on. But we come back to the East, man. It's just people trying to hoop. You know what I'm saying? You got the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, you got, what you got? You got, not Brooklyn, but you got Indiana. You know, Indiana, they're pretty solid team. They just want to hoop, man. There ain't nothing going on in Indiana. Ain't no club popping in Indiana. I don't hear nobody getting shot in Indiana. Everybody chilling, just trying to play basketball in their farms. Man, you got you got the Milwaukee Bucks. It was in Milwaukee. Ain't no fun. You can't have fun in Milwaukee. Come on, man. Hey, let's go. Hey, where we going? We're going to Milwaukee. Ain't nobody ever told you that. You ain't got no friends like that, man. If they do, cut them off. Let's go to Brooklyn. A word, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be careful out there. Yeah, so that's why I only talk about Brooklyn. I ain't trying to advertise that town to y'all. I don't want y'all to go out there and get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Y'all wanna go to California? That's cool. Y'all wanna go, you know, deal with, you know, LeBron and all his drama, Taco Tuesday. You know, go ahead, go over there. You know what I'm saying? You wanna go to Phoenix? You know, you wanna enjoy the sun? All right. I mean, be careful. Shit, it's real hot out there. But other than that, man, listen, everything been pretty much falling in place. You want me to go back to the town? You ain't really can't do nothing in Utah. You can't do nothing in Utah. I've been out there before. You can't do nothing. So that's why they just hooping. It look like everybody in them small towns, you know, them small cities, they hooping. And everybody in them popping cities, they are like, they don't know what the hell going on. They like, I don't know what to do. They not used to this. Man, I'm telling you, COVID is still hitting. It's still affecting a lot of people, man. So, hey, it is what it is. You know, you're with your boy down on Hardwood Talk. You know, I'm going to be back with some more, man. We in here, but for now, I'm out.